Today on The Message, I want to share something that is from an article that my wife found. And the article is about Americans and their happiness. And it's pretty telling. And I'll share some numbers that they have as far as the percentage of Americans that say that they're very happy. So to give some context, right, they use numbers from 2018 compared to today. And yes, obviously, because of what's going on with the coronavirus and all that, you know, you would lead to believe that's why the number would be lower this year. So here are the numbers. So in 2018, 31% of people in America said they were very happy. Today, it's only 14%. And again, because of what's going on, you know, you would believe that, well, that's why. Right, but I challenge that because I'm of the thought, if you want to call it that, that obviously negative things are going to happen in your life, right? And they happen sometimes every day, sometimes sporadically, once a week, once a month. And even that, like, what do we call negative? Is it any little thing? Is it only big things? And do we call them negative because of the way we're looking at them? There's a quote that I read a while ago, and it reads, "Things happen, and you can't make them unhappen. You don't get do-overs. You can't roll back the clock. And the only thing you can change, and the only thing it does any good to worry about, is how you let them affect you." And I think that speaks volumes specifically for this survey, right? Because yes, there is, you know, the coronavirus going on. Yes, we've been forced to a certain extent to stay indoors, to stay isolated, to avoid being with friends, to avoid, you know, seeing family, extended family, so on and so forth. And how has that affected you? More importantly, how have you let it affect you? Have you let it get to the point where everything is negative? Because you had to adjust your routine. Now, yes, everybody falls into that every once in a while. And just recently, I recorded a podcast talking about how long you should stay in that rut, or how long should you stay in that negative feeling? Do you let it just drag you down and now just the whole week is ruined because of one thing, or because your schedule was altered or it was adjusted? Or do you flip it around and still focus on the many blessings that you have? Are you grateful for what you have? I know when negative things hit, that's the hardest time to be positive, right? Like, you're not up dancing, singing when things are rough. And that's not what I'm trying to get at. What I'm trying to get at is accepting what's happening for what it is, and then how do we change it? Not accepting it and just saying, well, hope it doesn't happen again, and then you're not doing anything to make it not happen again. But for this survey, it's crazy, right? Americans are the unhappiest they've been in 50 years. And this was a survey done by the General Social Survey. And the University of Chicago ran this survey to find out. And again, you could give 1 or 2% of a drop to say, well, yeah, you know, the virus is going on. But it's crazy that 23% drop from what it was before to now. So to sum it up, you know, I'll read that quote again because it's a very, very telling quote. And it says, "Things happen and you can't make them unhappen. You don't get do-overs. You can't roll back the clock. And the only thing you can change, and the only thing it does any good to worry about, is how you let them affect you." And before I wrap up, I do want to go over a couple things and mention, for one, the gauntlet. We rolled it out yesterday. We've had people messaging, asking questions, inquiring, and I love it and I appreciate it. And just to go over it again, you know, the gauntlet is a 30-day, think of it as a trial for La Tribu, for you and La Tribu. And during those 30 days, we're going to focus on the foundation pillars of La Tribu. And we focus on those because that's really going to give us a gauge of where you are at this present time, with all of the most important things in your life? And what are you doing day in and day out to make sure that they're being taken care of? So for the 30 days, we did, you know, the 30-day kind of trial, if you want to call it, because typically La Tribu programs are a minimum of 3 months agreement. And they're 3 months because that's really the amount of time where you kind of start seeing the fruit of the labor, if you want to call it that. You know, the fruit of, you know, doing the habit work, being consistent. It takes time to kind of get going. The first 30 days are you just really getting used to the habit work. What is it that you have to do day in and day out? You know, you get adjusted to it. You know, it does take some adjustment. It's not as easy as you would think. It's also not impossible. So a 30 days trial, you know, the fee for the 30 days is just for that. There's nothing past 30 days. If at the end of the 30 days you decide that that La Tribu is not for you, or we decide that you're not for La Tribu, then that's where it ends. You go on your way and that's it. But at the end of the 30 days, if you decide that La Tribu is for you and you want to continue, then we'll have the discussion about moving forward. So again, the gauntlet, the link to the gauntlet will be in the notes of this episode. And if you want to write it down, it's at latribucoach.com/join-the-gauntlet. And remember that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.